and then interpret the dream.
This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. We've been studying in the book of Jeremiah, and we've been learning a lot. Every time I open this book up, it just, it's like a gigantic tidal wave of information right straight from God's mouth to our ears. I don't know how to describe it, but it is such a powerful book that it tells us things that we should know that we don't. And that's the way the Bible always is. It's informative. It gives us the power of God, the Word of God, the supernatural things of God. I just love it. Let's get right into our study. It's going to... let's see here. We are at the 26th chapter, and I believe we are at around a few verses in. These events described in this chapter 26 took place in 609 to 608 BC before the events described in chapter 25. So take note of that. Jehoiakim was a materialistic and self-centered king who persecuted and murdered innocent people. And that's in 36, and chapter 36, and verse 22 to 32. And in Kings, also 2 Kings 23, verse 36. And... take note of some of these things that are in this chapter. Chapter 26 describes how and why Jeremiah was on trial for his life. God reminded Jeremiah that he wanted his entire message given. Do not omit a word of it. Jeremiah may have been tempted to leave out some of the parts of the message of God, but that would turn... I'm sure he wanted to leave out part of the message that turned the whole crowd against him, but it sounds so harsh. And, you know, people nowadays, they don't want to offend. This is why we can go to church and never be offended and never have the truth spoken. Nothing but great, good. You know, it's like in the days of Jeremiah, when they would be paid to prophesy and paid to preach in Jeremiah's day, they would be paid, actually pay these preachers to tell them that they were okay. They would pay these preachers, the ones in Jeremiah's day, to tell them they were going to prophesy. They were going to prosper, be so prosperous, and everything that they do is right, and everything that they have done is right, and they will continue to prosper in everything they do. Does that sound familiar to you? They would pay these preachers to tell them these things. Pay them, actually, to say that they were okay and they were in a good position with God. They would actually pay them. But when someone like Jeremiah came along that would say and tell the truth, they'd want to kill him. Now, what do you think of that? Nobody wants to hear the truth. Not if it offends. You're better off... You know, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are those that cut to the heart and tell you the truth about yourself. Sometimes it takes a little bit of cutting to bring about the illumination of where you're at with God. His whole message had to be preached. Now, in 26 and verse 2, thus saith the Lord, stand in the court in this house and speak to all the cities of Judah who have come to worship in the Lord's house, all of the words that I have spoken. Remember, do not omit a word. Now, the other preachers, pastors of that day, would omit the words of God. They wouldn't want to tell the truth because they're not going to get paid. They didn't get paid for telling the truth. They got paid to lie. And you know what? A lot of preachers get paid to lie right now, today. Yeah. They still do the same thing. They won't offend. They won't tell the truth. They won't say the full truth of what's going on. But they will love to get paid and love to take, they love to take offerings. And it's a sad situation, but it's truth. It is the truth. Let's read on. Speak the whole truth. Perhaps they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way, and that I may repent of the calamity which I'm planning to do them because of this evil of their deeds. And you will say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I have been sending to you. And remember, it's not these prosperity preachers that they have been listening. That they are not sent. They think they're sent, but they're not. They believe they're sent from God, but they're doing is pleasing the ears, tickling the ears of the people until they get totally annihilated by Nebuchadnezzar. That's a sad thing. But this is the truth, folks. You have to take these things into your mind as truth, because God is not always a bundle of roses around your neck. Sometimes, as the potter, as Jeremiah was taken to the potter's house, and the potter had to break the vessel and do it again to make it right. Sometimes he has to break his people and do it again to make it right. Now, then I will make the house, he says, that listen to my words, the servants and prophets who I've been sending to you, and again and again and again, but you've not listened. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. I'll make this house like Shiloh. Shiloh was where the tabernacle had been set up after the conquest of Canaan. In Joshua 18, verse 1, it was destroyed in 1050 BC by the Philistines. I will make this house like Shiloh means that Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed when Jeremiah said that Jerusalem, the city of God, would become an object of cursing, and the temple would be destroyed. 26:6. The priests and the false prophets were infuriated. Now take note of this. The priests and the false prophets that have been saying everything's fine, everything's good, and they've been, gaining funds, gaining monies all this time. People have been paying these people to give them this garbage of false, that everything is cool. Cash is just going to fall on them No matter what they do, the cash is just going to keep falling on them. And the blessings of God are just going to run over them, telling them every day of the week how God is going to bless them, and God is blessing them, and they are God's chosen people, and all of this good stuff, because they're so cool. And these people were infuriated because the money was going to be cut off, because these people never told the truth. They didn't know how to tell the truth. They were liars. You know, they were worse liars than a liar off the street. Because they were lying to God's people and offending God's people. And when you offend God's people, it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and cast into the ocean. And the city of God would become an object of cursing, and the temple would be destroyed. Priests, false prophets, so mad and so angry. The temple was important to them because the people's reverence for it brought them power. And by saying the temple would be destroyed, Jeremiah undermined their authority. He undermined all of those that were in charge of the temple and all of those that thought that they were prophesying in the name of God by saying they're everybody's blessed and you're going to be prosperous and you're going to be walking down the street, and all of a sudden cash will just fall into your pockets. You know, these people got angry because they were lying, and they were gaining money, finances, by lying. This is a horrible thing. And Jeremiah was undermining every one of them, undermining their authority to speak in the name of the Lord and everything else. And Jesus also infuriated these religious leaders of his time by foretelling the destruction of the Jerusalem and the temple. He said the same thing. Did you remember? Do you remember that? Jesus undermined the authority of the people of that day. He told them that the temple was going to be destroyed and people were going to go in and ransack it, take all the gold, take everything. And he foretold the destruction of Jerusalem. And in 70 AD, Titus came in and did exactly what Jesus said. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. In Matthew 24:2. And these people thought that they could go on it forever with false authority from God, which they do. They put on their long robes with tassels and different colors of rubies and gems tied around their waist, their tassels, and they walk funny. And they think that they walk with such authority and everybody just loves them. But they are the biggest hypocrites on the face of the earth. And my servants, the prophets whom I have been sending to you again and again, you haven't listened to the true prophets of God, you listen to the false prophets. Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and this city I will make a curse to all the nations of the earth. Can you imagine that? And I'm telling you, folks, we need to realize some things, some truth. It's time to eat the truth instead of chewing on the lies for so long and accepting it as truth. I'm telling you, folks, let's pray. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we thank you that you reveal to us all truth. The Holy Ghost reveals all truth. We receive it and we accept it. In Jesus' name, come into our hearts anew. Let the Holy Ghost saturate us, fill us, and heal us, spirit, soul, and body. We receive it now in Jesus' name, and we thank you that we're covered by your blood. Cover us in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Tomorrow we'll take up the sixth verse or seventh verse. And please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Leave us a message. Until tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved unto God.